Just like you, we're working hard to boost our direct booking strategy and reduce our dependence on Airbnb. But we were a little bit nervous about how we would verify guests who book directly with us. That's why we've started using Know Your Guest by Superhog.
Know Your Guest introduces guest screening seamlessly into our reservation process, allowing us to authenticate guest details in real time across multiple databases. This prevents fraud and unwanted parties. Talk about incredible peace of mind.
Plus, Superhog offers a damage waiver program to cover damages efficiently. You can leverage their damage protection plan that offers unmatched short-term rental protection up to $5 million for all verified bookings.
With Know Your Guest by Superhog, we're scaling our direct bookings without all the worry. Just click the link in our show notes and book your free Superhog demo today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Velo. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor, but you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to ManoanExperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com. Or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Let's start the episode like we do every week, and that's sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our hashtag on Instagram, STR Share Sunday. We'll share you on our Instagram on Sunday. We'll also share you here on the podcast. We'll share you to our entire email list and anywhere else where we can share the love. Annette, who are we sharing this week? And this is a good one.
This week, we are sharing at Dell Collective. That's at D-E-L-L Collective.
Like,
run to the Instagram. Okay,
well,
first of all, I'm going to have you run to the Instagram, follow, but then I'm going to have you sprint to their website.
No, I'm engaged.
Okay. Couple of things. One thing that I've loved about their website is the photos are amazing, but as you scroll down, there's actually a property walkthrough, and that is their property walkthrough on YouTube. And I can absolutely tell they had a professional videographer come out, do the video walkthrough of their property. This is genius. And it is showing not only the layout, but the details. And I think video soon, I believe, will be on all the listings, I'm hoping. But they are getting ahead of the game and have this video ready. It is awesome. So check that out. The second thing is they have an animal experience. They have like a petting zoo. they have chandeliers inside the barn. And they are like, just, you gotta see it. I've never seen chandeliers in a barn. Gorgeous. And last but not least, they have a barn dominium with a silo attached. And I'm interested in building a barn dominium, but now I'm really interested in building a barn dominium with a silo attached. So the animal experiences are just incredible. I also love that they've done their own blog. It's called Travel Well. And what a great way to blog, kind of like a separate brand, but then bring it into your own. So check out the YouTube video. Give them a follow on Instagram. It's really a masterclass on a direct booking site and having the website present your brand. So well done, Dell Collective. Thanks for using the hashtag. And we are waiting for one of you, our listeners, to use it again so we can highlight you.
I thought you were going to say we're waiting for Dell Collective to invite us.
Oh, to the animal
also,
experience.
Every bed was perfectly made in that video. Like,
Sarah was looking at it.
I was very impressed. Okay.
It was good. All right.
Today's episode, we invited one of our hosting business mastermind members.
She is like a triple VIP. Yeah. She's been to all of our live events and we have just watched her grow and take action. And parts of this episode, though, CrossFit and BNI, Business Network something. I don't even know what it
International
stands
for. International or something.
Did a 1-2 punch I wasn't anticipating.
Yeah, it's actually a great tip. We'll give you a little, not even a teaser, we'll just give it to you. Like BNI, if you want to grow your hosting business and you're like, how do I do it? We get those all the time. Like, how do I get started or how do I expand it? Joining some sort of network referral program where you'd pay to play is excellent. But also Colleen shares with us her tech stack and we're very excited for you to hear her kind of air her concerns when it comes to technology, but I also think it's going to give a lot of us permission to just do one thing at a time.
All right, Colleen, we have so many questions for you because we want to learn from one of our incredible hosting business mastermind members and your incredible property management company. So talk to us about what happened. Where were you before you started managing furnished rentals?
Yeah. So I actually had a long-term management company. I still do. That's how I started out. I started managing our personal rentals that my husband and I owned. We used to be very like jump in, figure things out later people. That's changed as we've gotten older and had a family. But we had purchased a house in Durham, North Carolina that right after we got married, like 3 months after we got married, that was a 2,800 square foot, 1920s four square that nobody else wanted for good reason. We knew it was the house for us and we just kind of jumped in. And once we were in it, realized this is going to cost us a lot more to like fix up than we thought. Didn't have central heat or air. It was, we had like these old gas heaters in front of each fireplace where the heat went straight up to the 12 foot ceilings and like not anything down where we actually were, you know, residing. Like any normal person would do to come up with more money, we decided to buy another property that was in foreclosure and basically do a BRRRR with it. I don't think we knew it was called a BRRRR back then, but we purchased this little $50,000 house in our city and we worked on it every single weekend, a lot of nights after work. We didn't have any kids yet. And we renovated the whole thing. We refinanced it, pulled the money out, like almost double what we had bought it for. And then we rented it. And so we used that money to fix up the big 1920s four square. That was my first foray into renting. We found tenants for this little property. Everything went great. We eventually actually sold that house to the tenants who were living there. Things kind of like moved forward in our life and we ended up moving back to Charleston, South Carolina, which is where we live now. We were shocked when we looked at what we could rent the four square for. And so instead of selling it, we held on to it. We were right next to Duke's East Campus and we rented to graduate students. And that property cash flowed $1,000 a month for us, which is insane. We had no clue what we were doing. You know, like I was enjoying managing that property if there was an issue that could be had at a rental, that property had it. So when I look back, it's kind of amazing to me, like all the things that we went through on that house. And I was still like, yes, like I want to get my property management license. This is what I want to do with my life, because it was insane. 3 weeks after our first tenants moved in, we had a piece of PEX piping in the attic burst and half the house flooded. I was 39 weeks pregnant.
Your pipes are getting ready to burst.
Yeah, exactly. We just kind of rolled with it. Of course, none of our tenants had renter's insurance because we didn't know that that was a thing they should do. We replaced their mattresses for them. They made other arrangements, you know, insurance stepped in. It was a big repair job. And so when I look back and I think about being in the delivery room and giving my sister-in-law this list of like, these are the numbers of the people who might call you and you need to answer, and this is what you need to tell them. That feels a little insane to me now, but I guess it was like the right career path, you know? And so we have four kids now. That was our first child that I was pregnant with then. And after our fourth was born, I went and got my property management license in South Carolina, my property manager in charge license, so that I could start managing for other people.
Is that required in South Carolina?
It is. It is. If you're going to manage property that you are not the owner.
What were you doing before you got that license? Like before you became a professional property manager and while you were managing your own, were you staying at home or did you have another career that you were in?
Yeah. So my degree is in marine biology. And I know. And I did work in marine biology for a few years after I graduated. I loved it. We lived in the Cayman Islands for a year. I had a job there, worked at a couple of aquariums. But when my husband's job brought us to the Raleigh-Durham area, I had to look for something else. And I took a temp job at a commercial construction company. That was kind of my first exposure to that world. And when we moved to Charleston, I ended up getting a job with actually one of our old coworkers from an aquarium that my husband and I both worked at, who had started a construction company here. I was working there as a project manager. So I did do that until after our first child, and then I was staying home.
Talk to us about what your business looks like today.
Let's fast forward really quick. What does your portfolio look like?
Yep. So I'm managing 38 long-term rentals and 21 furnished rentals. Mix of midterm and short-term, and they're all in the greater Charleston area. We sold that 1920s Foursquare in about 5 years ago. We were going to owe a lot of capital gains tax on it. So we ended up doing a 1031 exchange and purchased two properties here in Charleston specifically to furnish them and dip our feet into the water of short-term rentals. I wanted to manage for ourselves first before kind of branching off into managing furnished for other people, just to learn the ropes.
Was your interest in branching into furnished rentals, short-term and midterm, was it because you wanted to diversify? Did you see a need? Was it simply because you wanted to invest in one yourself and then you figured, well, if I'm doing it for myself, I might as well do it for others? What was that catalyst?
Yeah, I don't know that I really saw a need at that point. This stage now, I can definitely see a need in our market for the midterm rentals. I have more inquiries than I have properties to be able to offer. But at that time, it was just that I had an interest in it. I work very closely with a cleaning company now, my cleaners for all my short-term rentals. And we share an office space that we purchased together. I don't think, looking back now, at the time, I could not have foreseen the path that friendship would take. But we were at a CrossFit gym together, and they owned a cleaning company, and we became friends, and they cleaned a lot of furnished rentals. And I actually went to work for them part-time before we purchased our short-term rentals because I had an interest in moving into that space. I felt like that would be a good intro. I didn't do it with the foresight of I would at some point be managing this many furnished rentals or any of that. It was just I had an interest and started cleaning for them part-time and learned how to clean furnished rentals. And so when we bought our own. I was cleaning them myself initially, as most people do, to the point where you're like, this is nuts. I need to hire somebody. And so they started cleaning them. And then as I picked up more clients, you know, they're the only cleaning company I use now. They do all my furnished cleans. Our lives are very intertwined. We share an office. We have centralized consumables for all the furnished rentals. It makes it really easy.
You are not business partners though, correct? Like they have the cleaning business,
right?
And you have the property management business.
Yes.
Okay. So even though it's blurred, yep, you share the office, share maybe some expenses. You do not,
yes,
share.
We're business partners in the office.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
But our businesses are separate. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can we unpack that?
I like that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that because I think it's a question that a lot of people have in their mind. It's like there's two things, right, Colleen? It's how do you partner with someone like that? What happens, mm-hmm, if, you know, it all like comes to this terrible dramatic end? So what kind of conversations have you had with your cleaning team? Have you had those really tough conversations? Do you have an exit strategy should things move apart? What
a backup
that,
plan.
Yeah, a backup, uh-huh, plan. What does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd have to find new cleaners. We did have those conversations when we moved into the partnership to purchase our office space. We had kind of a list of conversations we had, our list of questions we had to answer in the conversation with our lawyer before the partnership agreement. And we kind of hashed through that. It was not a new relationship for us. You know, at the point that we transitioned into that, we had been friends for over 5 years. You know, we've known each other now for 8 years, 9 years. So it wasn't a new relationship. So we felt pretty solid in that aspect of it.
Well, you think about people when they get married, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I guess you get a prenup, but like, do you really talk about the end when you get married? I mean, probably not as much as you should, but
right.
I love that. And so how does the relationship work with your cleans? Like, what if there's an unsatisfactory clean? Is there ever one? Are there any of those awkward moments?
Yeah, occasionally there is. Thankfully, you know, I can talk very easily with them. One of the girls who owns our company and I are both very, we're both empaths and we're both like very, like, you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. But also they take a huge amount of pride in their clean. And so if something like that happens, they like want to make it right away. There's never any, like, you know, if I have to bring something to their attention, there's never anything that they push back on that it wasn't their fault, you know, anything
like
that.
No egos. Like,
right. There's no egos. And that goes both ways. There's certainly a lot of things as well that I have to be reminded of, too. You know, things that they've asked me to pick up that I need to drop off at a property. And, you know, things that, I mean, we're both very busy. We're running very busy small businesses, doing a lot of the stuff ourselves. And so, you know, I think there's like a mutual grace there. Thankfully, they're amazing at what they do and mostly all 5 stars.
So I'm completely overwhelmed right now. You've got these 30, I'm just doing some math. You've got,
yeah,
your long-term rentals. You've got, mm-hmm, your midterm rentals. You've got, mm-hmm, your short-term rentals. I know our listeners want to know, what does your team look like? And what are you using? Like, how do you know how long this person's staying, paying your owners? Like, I just, right now I have this like vision of you juggling. And yeah. I want to know how you are doing it all.
Yeah, that's my whole life. I don't have the team that I want to have in place yet, but I'm on track to do that. I would say that when I look back, because I did a lot of kind of like reflecting before we recorded this episode, the two most important things that I did for my business, and one was intentional for my business and one was just life related. My husband and I joined a CrossFit gym and I joined a BNI group, which is a like a business referral group you pay to be a part of. And only one person from each industry can hold a seat in the group. So there's no other property manager in the group. The relationships that I have formed from those two things, and I think it doesn't matter, you don't have to join a gym, but like just something in your community and not being alone in what you're doing, it just generally in life. I mean, I have short-term rental clients. I found my realtor. That's what brought my cleaners and I together. I've had midterm rental guests. I've had long-term rental, you know, management referrals that clients that I manage for. So many that came from the gym side. And then on the short, on the, you know, the BNI group, same thing, like my HVAC guy, my water remediation guy, I have a couple of short-term rental clients, a couple of long-term rental clients. Like it just, those have been the two biggest sources of partnerships in my life that have manifested into, you know, business relationships and people who are on my team without being direct hires. I currently have myself, and then I have somebody starting as a direct hire this summer, and I'm working on hiring, you know, another permanent part-time position as well.
So you are, for all those rentals, you are you are the one communicating with the guests?
I am.
You are the one monitoring the day-to-day operations in the all the software, and you are the one managing the books and making sure your owners get paid?
Yes, but I do have a really great bookkeeping team.
Colleen, you are busy.
I am busy. That was the first and the biggest thing that I passed off was the bookkeeping. I'm on my second bookkeeper now. And I think, you know, you don't know what you don't know when you go into something. As the business grows, you know, things that you don't get right the first time become more costly to fix. But then as long as you're not, you know, making the same, I'm not going to call it a mistake because, you know, you're just learning. But the second go around, as long as you're not doing the same thing again and you're making changes and you're moving forward and, you know, correct that, then it's a game changer. So.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof, I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes. I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats. And yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know. But I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostly, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes, plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostly's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostly's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostly's property management software to get $100 off.
What has been the reason you haven't yet hired at this stage? Is it you feel like there's not enough funds to support that, or is it you just haven't had time to sit down and be thoughtful about it?
Yeah, it was both. Now I'm at the point where I have the funds to hire, but I probably should have stopped taking new clients for a little while, and I didn't. I kept growing. And so now it's at the point where it's like crucial that I get somebody on board. And that is one of the things that I look back and wish that I had done differently. I think it was a combination of feeling like I was worried that somebody else wouldn't do it the same way. And I'm letting go of that, definitely letting go of that mentality. As I've grown, it's also exposed my weaknesses. And, you know, I didn't go to school for business. I don't know how to run a company. You know, I'm learning as I go. I'm seeing the holes where I want to find people who are talented in the areas that I am not to come in and kind of fill those gaps. But also, I think if you don't hire soon enough and you get too busy, you start to feel like, how am I going to have the time to create my SOPs and, you know, to train somebody? Because you're going a million miles an hour and you can't see the space to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had that foresight, because now it's like, I'm like desperate. My girl starts on June 1st.
Yeah.
I'm like counting down the days.
Colleen, we want to give you a huge compliment. I want to rewind. You just said you don't know how to run a company. I'm going to absolutely say you 1000% do run a company. So just don't ever say that again. Like, you are crushing it. I want to share with the listeners, like, you are in our Mastermind membership. You're VIP. You've been in for years. And like, you take action. Like, you have been with us. You show up to calls. Every time you ask a question, we follow up, and you have done the thing. So can you share with us, like, you know, you talked about BNI, which BNI is an investment.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have to pay to be a part of that.
But it is, I think that's a really quick hot tip for everyone listening. If you desire to grow either your own property management company, your own hosting company, or you want to manage for others, BNI is a great resource. Mm-hmm. And it's, I would say it's almost in every state, most cities.
Like Columbus, for example, if just not to turn this into the BNI show, but like Columbus has multiple.
Yeah.
So depending on the population density, but you do, a lot of times it's invite only, because like Colleen said, they do keep it one person per
industry.
Per industry.
Yeah.
But I love that, like, you're investing in your health with the CrossFit gym, you're investing in your business with BNI, and then you invested in yourself in joining our mastermind. So can you share, like, the decision? I want to share with listeners, you know, you decided to join us. You obviously, you have a ton of properties. You are super busy, but you make time, you carve time out to come and meet with us multiple times a month, and then you've been to our live events. Can you just kind of share with us why you decided to do that and make that investment in an online community also, Colleen?
So my business didn't really grow very much for several years. And part of that was intentional, because I started it when my kids were really young. And so I was not actively trying to grow my business. I was only taking referrals. And when you have 1, 2, 3 clients and doing no outside prospecting, you don't have any kind of referral lead gen. And so I would say for the first, honestly, 5 years of my business, it was very slow growth. And then once my youngest started school, that was when I had made a decision to actively work on growing my business. Backfired a little bit on me, because she started kindergarten at the height of COVID. And so instead of all my kids going to school, they were all doing school from home. So that was, you know, it was what it was. I just didn't want to feel stuck anymore. I wanted to learn all the things that I didn't know. Like, the further I got into my business, the more obvious it was how many things I just didn't know. And I started to feel like, this is ridiculous for me to only be listening to podcasts and like trying to research online and stuff. If there's other people who have done it and already have a blueprint that I can fast track that and learn from, then that's what I wanted to do. It's kind of like, you know, if you're renovating a property and you do everything yourself and you realize at the end of it that if you had just figured out and gotten it like rented sooner, sold sooner, you know, you would have made more money than you did. And that's how I was starting to feel in my business. When we were just starting our short-term rentals, my husband was also diagnosed with cancer and had several surgeries. The first one was he left him on life support. It was just like really traumatic for our family. It just changed things for me. Not in the like immediate, like you go out and like absolutely change your life, right? Like, life was still going on. Our kids still, you know, had all the things happening. But slowly over those couple of years after that first surgery and his diagnosis, things started to shift in me where my goals got bigger. What I wanted for my business got bigger. What I wanted to be able to provide for our family and to give him the option. Once you have something happen, then now it's like a reality for you that things aren't always going to stay the same. Like, they're not always going to be how they've been. And so you can't take things for granted. You can't take health for granted. You can't take anything for granted. And so if we get hit with another like shocking scenario like that, I want to have options as a family. And I want him to not have to be the sole provider for our household. And so that was probably the biggest turning point for me in my thought process, honestly, And that shift happened from me saying things like, I don't want to manage anybody. I just want to keep my business small enough where it's just me. I don't want to have to worry about employees and all of that, to what kind of team can I grow? This is what my corporate structure needs to look like. These are the spots I need to fill. And it's just, it's kind of crazy to look back and realize how things can change, you know?
What are your goals, Colleen? So I know baby steps with like hiring, but 3 years out, 5 years out, what does Colleen dream? Like, what does your business look like?
Yeah. So I recently took the step to separate the furnished rental and long-term rental side of my business into two separate LLCs with the goal in mind of eventually being able to sell the long-term rental side of my business. Not that's anything that's happening in the immediate future, but I needed that to start being separate so that I had the option, because I can feel it in my soul. I'm burning out on the long-term rental side. I just really, really love the hospitality aspect of the short-term rental and the furnished rental side. And so I know that the direction that I want to actively work on growing my business, you know, never say never, but I'm not looking to be like crazy huge. I want to try to keep it 50 units or less on the furnished side. And I would just like to have my operations really, really dialed in. And that's what I've been working on for the past year, is just really putting the right systems in place so that I can grow in a sustainable way. Because I was starting to feel like what was happening, and still is a little bit, was unsustainable.
Just to let the listeners know, like her talking about hospitality, Colleen like had a flew into our, not technically flew in, but she had to fly into her desk quickly because she had to make it to the bakery to get pastries to make sure her guest checking in later today had fresh pastries because they sell out. So just to kind of give you a little insight into what she does for her guests, all while being a mother of four. Colleen, the 50 units or less, we talk with you a lot, but your tech stack, like you're using Relay, you're using Price Labs, you're just implementing Breezeway. Again, like we said, you are an action taker. When you're taking action, for instance, on a new piece, we see a lot of hosts that get stuck. They try to implement something and there's too much tech out there. They bring it all on and then they don't really implement it. Can you share with us bringing on Price Labs and now bringing on Breezeway? You know, we talk about all of these things in our podcast a lot, and they're our partners, but how have you started to bring them on and add to your tech stack, being currently a one woman show, and bringing that in and making sure you're squeezing all of the juice out of the tech so it's helping you, and almost being a team member before you hire a team member? That's what we see the tech as.
Yes. So just so things aren't misconstrued, I signed on with Breezeway over a year ago.
Okay. Oh, no, this is good.
Yeah.
No.
So I signed on with Breezeway over a year ago, and I have been paying for Breezeway every month, and it's still not fully implemented. And I think even the list of properties that I have loaded in Breezeway isn't even accurate anymore. That was the one piece of tech that I felt like needed a much fuller amount of my attention that I didn't have, and time that I didn't have. And so I did not throw in the towel on it. That is one of the number one things that my employee is going to be helping with this summer. We're going to get that up and fully running, because now I am at a number of properties where the maintenance component is starting to feel unsustainable. I need a better tracking system. And I know that Breezeway is going to do what I need it to do for my business. But yeah, that completely resonates with me. I know you said I'm an action taker, but I'm a slow action taker. It takes me a long time sometimes to get things up and running. I also started using Hospitable. I was not using any kind of PMS system prior to this. And so I reached a point in my business where it was like, I felt like I needed all these things at once, and then realized I can't implement all these things at once. And so things had to get prioritized and other things take a backseat. And so for me, Hospitable was the first thing that got implemented. Price Labs a little bit more recently. And I still feel like I have a long way to go on learning Price Labs. There's so much in all this tech to be able to use it to its fullest potential. I am juggling a lot of balls, and I just try not to drop the same ones too many days in a row or too many weeks in a row, you know, when it comes to work life and family life. Our kids are at the ages now where they are incredibly busy, and they all play sports and their sports schedules are nuts. And, you know, you want to be at all the things. And trying to manage all of them, there's definitely things that take a backseat for a while. And then it's like, okay, it's your turn. Like, you know, like Breezeway's almost up. Like, it's almost Breezeway's turn. And I'm so excited to have that fully implemented. But I get that. It's easy to be distracted by all the shiny objects. And you see a presentation and this piece of tech seems amazing. And you're like, I need that in my business. And then the reality is, like, it also is coming with a monthly cost. And is it giving you, is what the tech is giving you worth the cost that you're paying for it? You know, that's another thing to consider.
And there's so much tech that we have in our own personal, in our personal lives and our business lives that we're like, if you can squeeze one thing out of it that makes your life easier, it's worth it until you can continue on. But we see that. We see the tech overwhelm with so many hosts. We want to help with that. Bring it on at the right time, and how it can work for you.
I also think, so Colleen, you're slow to implement compared to what? Everyone thinks everyone else is adding on all this tech all at once, and you're all automatically pros at it. And like everyone else is like much faster, much more organized than you are. And I can tell you, Annette and I, just looking at our own business, we see a lot of businesses inside of our mastermind. And you just have to remember that. It's like, compared to what? Are your owners happy? Are the homes safe? Yes. Are your guests happy? That is like uno business advice or business KPI.
Listen, Colleen, you're a great guest to talk about this. Like, we are over, I'm going to get really fired up right now. We are over everybody like, this is passive business. This is easy. Like, we want to work. We like to work. Maybe that's our new slogan. We like to work. Like, there's nothing wrong with working.
No.
Like, working is fun. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's our new, like, motto is, like, it's going to take time. Like, you can't just flip the switch on tech and everything's, you know, taken care of. And so what you're doing is what Sarah said is, like, giving everyone grace of, like, what is the time limit if you're utilizing some of it? And you know what? It's okay if maybe something is on your tech stack and getting paid for. And it's just this little reminder.
We've all been there.
I had a meeting last night with a team member, like, hey, like, we're going into, you know, May, we should probably look at everything we're paying for. Are we using it? You know? And it's like, well, how's it been 5 months of the year? And I bet you when we have that meeting next week, there's going to be some stuff we haven't used, but we're like, let's not get rid of it because we need it. It's like that reminder.
You know, it's coming. Right. That you need to do it. That's been a big paradigm shift for me as I started getting more into the short-term rental space. Long-term rentals, I was just kind of doing my thing. Like, there was nobody else that I was looking at. There was nothing else I was comparing to. The only piece of tech I have in that business is I have a property management system. I use Buildium. Of course, there's no systems that overlap between the long-term and the short-term. And that was one of the other reasons why I did separate out both parts of my business. Everything was already so separate. The way that everything operated was so different. And it just felt like it made sense to do that. But when I moved into the short-term rental space, I mean, I remember the first time that I realized there were short-term rental podcasts. And I was like, what? Like there's like, it's like eye-opening to me. I had no clue. And I binged like all of these short-term rental podcasts. And I was just like a sponge, like taking in all this information. And to a certain degree, it was probably information overload, you know, and then you start following all these people on Instagram and then you start only seeing the highlight reels and you're thinking like, well, that's not what my business looks like. And that's not what my life looks like. I don't know. I've had to really like do a lot of mindset work and kind of shift that paradigm that other people are doing so much better, that other people, you know, are able to implement things faster, that they're making so much more money, that like their business is always cash flowing and, you know, all of that, because it is hard to separate that out. And that's been a slow shift for me to realize that things take time and I'm not going to have all this cash flow as I'm actively building my business. I don't know what the end looks like in the like 3 year, 5 year, you know, I know what I think I want it to look like right now. But when I look back 5 years ago, things are so different in my business, in my life, and the way I think about things that I've kind of stopped projecting out that far.
I like that. Colleen, you have grown so much. It has been such a pleasure getting to know you and your business. And Annette and I hope you don't ever get too far from us. We love watching. We're rooting for you. If anyone wants to reach out to you, if they're interested in having you manage their furnished rental, or if they have questions about growing their business, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah. So I'm not huge on social media, but people are welcome to follow me. My business Instagram is Fully Furnished Charleston, at Fully Furnished Charleston. And my website's fullyfurnishedcharleston.com. And my personal Instagram, it's Colleen_Crien. That's C-H-R-I-E-N. And I do share a lot of property management things on there, life things, kid things, but I love connecting with anybody in the short-term rental space, anyone in the property management space, and especially if you're local to the Charleston area.
And Fully Furnished Charleston, let's give it up for some search engine optimization on that. Like, let's go.
That is great.
You worked on that one because I feel like you were picket fence prop, right?
That was my long term.
Yeah.
So my long term rental company is Picket Fence Properties. I don't have any social media for that because that side of my business grows enough as it is. I don't want anyone to find me.
What? No, actually, Colleen, before we wrap up, I do want to share really quickly. It was one of those things like, do you share it? Don't you share it? Because like, you don't do any advertising.
I mean, you're
part of BNI. But I also...
I'm not part of BNI anymore. Oh, I did that for... for 2 years. And then I really just felt like I had become too busy.
Right.
The relationships that were formed there have stayed.
The parting message here is, you know, people reach out to us all the time. I want to grow my business. How do I grow my business? And what you have done is you're just really, really good at what you do. And then you've been all referrals, zero paid ads up. But I know you're going to start aggressively, you know, trying to acquire new clients. But I just want to share that all of these homes have been 100% referral at this point in time from you just being an amazing business owner.
Correct. Everything has been referral based. And I think that, you know, the key to that is cultivating relationships without an ulterior motive, you know, being a part of things in your community and being supportive of other people, being supportive of other businesses in your personal life and in your business life, whatever groups you're a part of, that just can come back to you tenfold. And you have no idea what twists and turns life is going to take. Our community here showed up for us big time when Matt was first diagnosed and when he was in the ICU and all that. They were the one, our CrossFit gym was the ones providing the meal train. Like, one girl at our gym remembered where I said I was going to board my dogs during that time. And she went and extended their stay. I mean, it just like things that you wouldn't think anybody would do. If you're investing time in other people, they're going to invest that time back into you. When life kind of throws those curveballs at you, you're like so grateful that you cultivated those communities. And it's been the same on the business side. That's how I get referrals. That's how I have contractors to work for me. I mean, I have amazing HVAC, electrician, my handyman. All of that has just come from community contacts, not from me putting a post on Facebook that I'm looking for a handyman or anything like that. And so I just think that if you are cultivating those relationships without ulterior motives, it's going to come back to you.
What a great reminder and message. Colleen, thank you so much for your time today. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.